How are you at navigating the tensions of the summer social scene? When you live in the North Woods, everybody wants to come and visit. Old friends, in-laws, outlaws, other assorted relatives, you name it. The onslaught of company, whether invited or otherwise, can trigger your limbic system, the part of the brain that powers your emotional tides. Your limbic system can bring you joy. It can bring you sorrow. It can also get you into trouble. The wrong limbic response can make you say words that come off as grudging rather than gracious, impatient rather than inviting. That may not leave a great impression with your friends or family, nor is it likely to leave you feeling very good about yourself. So what do you do when a tide of negative emotion swells and threatens to spill over and swamp your prefrontal cortex, inhibiting your ability to think straight? You have three choices. Express the emotion, suppress the emotion, or find a way to regulate it. Expressing anger, annoyance, or frustration can look a bit like a meltdown, or worse, a tantrum. It's usually not a good option. Suppression is no better. The effects of suppressing emotion are counterintuitive. You might think you could manage emotions more effectively if you could hide them, but research indicates that instead of reducing strong emotions, suppression intensifies and prolongs them, and that people who suppress emotion are seen as less likable by others. Suppression also takes a lot of cognitive power and leaves you with less mental capacity for thinking straight and behaving appropriately. So you can't express it, you can't suppress it, what's left? Take charge, regulate it. Easier said than done, I know. But here are some proven techniques that will keep you in control this summer. Number one, avoid the situation. You decide whether to put yourself in a position that you know is likely to make you feel testy. You may feel obligated to invite your spouse's former business partners up to the lake when they angle for an invitation, but maybe you could arrange to have a prior commitment all day Saturday. Or you can suggest dinner out every night, which might lessen the likelihood of a challenging political conversation. Situation selection lets you avert the emotion before it even has a chance to happen. Number two, change the way you engage. Let's assume you have no choice but to make dinner and be gracious. Avoid a cozy foursome with the wrong people by inviting friends you enjoy. They could shift the dynamic enough to ease the risk of full tilt annoyance. Or plan a meal so complex that you have to spend most of your time in the kitchen. Number three, take them fishing or kayaking or anything you enjoy that will help keep them occupied. This is about avoiding what we might call a limbic hijack. If they're competitive about their grandkids, don't let the conversation go there. Change the subject by asking about something more neutral, say their recent trip to the Grand Canyon. It's really about keeping your limbic system distracted from a reality that could make you boil over. Number four, look at it in a different light. Changing the way we think about something helps us manage our limbic response. You could remember how fortunate you are to live in a year-round vacation spot and acknowledge yourself for being generous enough to share it with guests. It's all about changing the context in your own mind. Distancing is another handy tool for cognitive change. Imagine how you'll feel about the situation in 6 months or a year or 5 years. This might shift your perspective to an awareness that being annoyed or angry right now is not going to serve you in the long run, and that giving up this one weekend in this one summer isn't really a big deal in the grand scheme of things. Number five, control the intensity. Turning down the volume on an emotion can help us behave more appropriately when our brain is tilting toward a limbic rampage. It helps to understand some brain mechanics here. The limbic system and the PFC operate like a seesaw. As the limbic system ramps up, the prefrontal cortex ramps down. By the same token, when you engage your PFC, it automatically disengages the limbic system. This is why counting to 10 when you're angry is so effective. It brings your PFC back online, and that diminishes limbic activity. When you feel emotions creeping to the surface, stop and think about something that's likely to engage your PFC. When it comes to navigating the ebb and flow of emotion, you don't have to be at the mercy of your limbic system. With a few tools, you can keep your PFC online, keep life on an even keel, and sail through the summer with ease.